changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to talk about breathing. I've shared this before, and I don't think I can kick this dog around the block too many times, as we used to say in the South. I'm going to Myrtle Beach this week to speak, so how appropriate for this. Heather says, I like the guests. Always good to hear some more ideas. Amen to that. And I have learned so much just in the last few days. I've got another dozen or so that I'm going to schedule to come on, and I'm looking forward to having them on as well. They're already scheduled, actually, in the future. So today I want to talk about breathing. I really want to talk about this because, how do I explain this? A lot of people experience anxiety. The definition of the word anxiety is fear over an uncertain future. Well, in reality, the future is fairly uncertain for all of us, if not most of us. But not everyone experiences this anxiety. A lot of people live in fear. People with post-traumatic stress disorder, people with borderline personality disorder. One of the things that I realized, and it took me many, many, many years to realize, is that I have one and only one emotion, and that emotion is fear. Now, the less fear I was experiencing, the more I thought I was being happy. But my general way of being was afraid. And as I look at my childhood, it made sense. I was constantly being surprised by being punished for things that I didn't realize I had done or things that I had not even done. And so there was this always, what's going to happen? When's it going to happen? When am I going to get in trouble, et cetera, et cetera? When am I going to get hit? And that's what I lived with. And then I went out into the world with that same level of fear. And the world responded. The world responded by giving me things to be afraid of. The world resonates to our dominant thought. But more importantly, it's not just our thought. It's our thought times the amount of energy we put into it. In other words, if we have a thought about something and we truly believe and accept and passionately believe something is going to happen, then it's going to happen. If we're afraid, et cetera, as my friend Joe Vitale says, that's negative goal setting. Being afraid is negative goal setting. You still are going to achieve your goals. They're just going to be not what you wanted. So one of the things that I've discovered is with so many people taking antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've thought before, maybe I should take this. And then I began to do this new science of breathing. And that's what it's called. The name of the book is The New Science of Breathing. And I want to say it is by Stephen Elliott. I know it's Stephen somebody. I want to say it's Stephen Elliott. I highly recommend the book. And the concept of the book is that people have two pacemakers in their bodies. We have a pacemaker in our heart, which is right there. It's in our chest. And what it does is it regulates the beat of our hearts. That's what it does. And it does it 24/7. We have impact with our mind and with our relaxation over our heart rate, but not nearly as much as we do, say, over our breathing. Our breathing is also going on 24/7, or we would die. And we also have a pacemaker that keeps us breathing. The interesting thing about the pacemaker for the breath is that, unlike the heart pacemaker, which is right there in the chest at the heart, the lung pacemaker is up here in the head, which shows the connection between breathing and your mental state, between your breathing and your mind. So by controlling our breathing, we actually can become less stressed. There is this, I mean, people have known this for years. And I started making a list of things that made me calmer and more relaxed and made me feel happier. And I've got this list on my phone because I want to engage in those things on a regular basis. And I noticed a pattern. One of the things that really relaxes me is scuba diving. Another thing that really relaxes me is, excuse my cough this morning. Another thing that really relaxes me is swimming laps. Another thing that really relaxes me is doing yoga. Now, what do all of those have in common? They all have in common controlled breathing, exercising control over your breathing, consciously breathing. The reason I say that is when I scuba dived before I got Nitrox certified and I would just breathe air, I would often be the person who would run out of air before everybody else. I was the one that made everybody have to go back to the dive boat 5, 10, 15 minutes early because Will's out of air. And so I learned over time to just breathe very deeply and very slowly, even when I was exerting to kick my fins a little bit, just keeping that breathing the same way. The same is true when I swim laps because it's a deep inhale. Get the breathing. It's deep, it's full. And the same is true for yoga. In yoga, they teach what is called Ujjayi breath or Ujjayi breath, which is, it means victorious in Sanskrit. And it literally means to breathe. I'm not overemphasizing. You're supposed to do this, what's called ocean wave breath, where you're like snoring in the back of your throat, which is easy for me. And so So the idea is to take that deep, long breath and that deep, long breath. So all of this to say that after decades of therapy and other types of things, I had a therapist who recommended a guy who would do remote cleansing of my mind. The guy would sit and meditate while I sat and meditated, and we were thousands of miles away. And supposedly that would heal my mind and remove things that I'd gone through. So I've done all kinds of things. And the thing that does the most is literally taking conscious control of our breathing and keeping that breath going all day long, regardless of what comes our way, keeping that breathing. And the person who has created this, discovered this, made this available for everybody is this Stephen, I want to say it's Elliot, I may be wrong, I can look it up. But anyway, the name of it is The New Science of Breathing. And there is an audio cassette program, that's how old I am. That's what I get for resorting, trying to do two things at once. Audio cassettes. Back when we listened to audio cassettes, there is a recorded digital program. You can get it literally anywhere. On Amazon Music, you can get it on Apple Music. And I have downloaded it and I listen to it twice a day. And I've shared this with you before. The name of it is called Coherence. Coherence. Because he calls it coherent breathing. So the name of the band or the person presenting it is Coherence, and it is called Two Bells Meditation. Two Bells Meditation. I've been doing this now for 2 months, and I have seen an enormous change in my overall way of being in the world. I'm simply more calm and more relaxed. Things just don't bug me. My daughter called me the other day. She had made a mistake on something. I think it had to do with travel or something like that. It was moderately a big deal. And I went, meh. I'm just starting to approach things a lot more with, And as a result, I'm freeing up my creative energy. The word worry, which is an extension of fear, Okay. The word worry comes from the Proto-Germanic word, which means ring, like you'd ring an animal's neck. They used to do that with fowl. I guess they still do. Grab the chicken or the turkey by the neck and sling it like that and basically break its neck. That means to wring someone's neck. When you're worrying, you're wringing your own neck. You are tightening yourself. So we always think, well, I got to stop the worry. The problem is that you live in this symbiotic relationship with your mind, with your body, rather. Your mind and your body are symbiotic, in a symbiotic relationship. When you hear the word psychosomatic, so many people think it means a neurotic, sick person. It doesn't. Psyche is mind, soma is body. We're all psychosomatic. So the challenge is, we've got these bodies that are breathing like this. When we are meant to breathe, and do it through our nose. Now, the way this coherent breathing works is that if you slow down your breathing to one breath every 5.8 seconds, that is the perfect rhythmic blend for both your breathing and your heart. And then your body tells your mind, I have nothing to fear. We've always taken the other tact. I got to get the mind to stop telling my body there's nothing to fear. I'll write out my goals. I'll stab them with a problem. All of those things are very good. But if you're not beginning with a relaxed body, that's why exercise is so great. I truly believe that the reason exercise is so great is that it gets us out of our normal way of breathing and forces us to breathe deeply. I cannot overemphasize the importance of breathing and the importance of taking regular time to slow our breath down. For the last 2 months, I have been doing this, and I'm going to type the name of it. It's called Two Bells. Many of you have already checked it out because I know you've told me. By Coherence. I've been doing this now for 2 months. And what is recommended is that you do it before you get out of bed in the morning. It's 25 minutes long. So as soon as I wake up, or Teddy wakes me up by putting his paws on my chest and looking me in the face like, are you up, man? Before I get out of bed, I just say, you know who, my Amazon device. And I say, play Two Bells by Coherence. And then I lie there and I time my breathing with it. And it's 25 minutes of just breathing. You don't have to focus on anything. You don't have to think about anything. It's the easiest meditation there is. And actually, I heard an interview with the author the other day, and he said, my goal was to make this the easiest meditation ever. And it truly is. 25 minutes in the morning, and then at 3 in the afternoon, I do it again. I sit there and I listen for 25 minutes. Now, as with all meditation, my ego goes, you don't have time. This isn't effective. Stop doing this, etc. Because it forces the ego to lose control. When you begin to breathe, your body is no longer going in fear, which is what the ego loves. My sister Shonda, who lives in Kansas City, who has been my good friend for many, many years, owns a massage studio. She started out as a solo practitioner doing massages, and she's the best. I've never met anybody as good as her. And as a result of that, I'm going there in 3 weeks, and I cannot get booked. She's not doing there. She has no openings until the end of April. That's how good she is. But she also added float tanks. We used to call them sensory deprivation tanks. You know what I mean? You float in hypersalinated water for 45 minutes to an hour. I've done it several times and it's wonderful. It's so relaxing. But here's what I noticed. After about 2 weeks of doing the coherent breathing, the Two Bells meditation twice a day, after 2 weeks, I was sitting there doing the meditation and I went, oh, like this. And I went, I realized something. And here's what I realized. When you do the floats at Shonda, which, by the way, if you're in Kansas City, check out Total Bliss Massage, the best, Total Bliss. When you do the floats, guess what she's playing that plays inside this sensory deprivation? You get in, it's like a clamshell, and you're naked, and you're all clean, it's all clean. And then you lay down in this hypersalinated water, which is not very deep, but because it has so much salt in it, your body doesn't sink. And so you lie down in the water, and as you're lying there, this music plays. And what's playing? Two bells. Dong, dong. And what happens is just from listening to it over time, you automatically link your breathing to it. So I want to challenge you all today to try this. Trust me on this. Your ego is going to hate you. Your ego is going to say, cut this out. Your ego is going to say, this is ineffective. But what's going to happen is that after 25 minutes of breathing deeply and rhythmically, you're going to continue to do that for several hours afterwards, simply by default. It's simply what happens. Then, as stressors come into your life, I ran into a real interesting person yesterday who had some serious road rage with me and jumped out of his car and was threatening and screaming at me. And yet I noticed, even as this was going on, I was like, I'm still breathing calm. I'm still calm. It's possible even in situations like that. But I noticed afterwards I was starting to feel, and so I went, time to meditate again. By the way, you can't do this too many times. I was on a flight one day, and there was a lot of problems. There was a lot of problems. We were 3 hours delayed. We got on the plane. Then being on the plane was going to be delayed, and we were sitting there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody was grumpy. Everybody was tired, and I just put this on again and listened to it. And by the way, there is two bells. Linda says, good, could this be good to falling asleep tonight? Yes, good to do this before falling asleep tonight. Yes, absolutely. It's a very good idea to try when you're going to sleep. It certainly helps when you're sleeping, and I've done it. The thing is, why do it when you're going unconscious? Why not do it first thing in the morning so that you take that into your conscious day? I don't think there's a bad time to do it. The other one, and this is also by Coherence, and I listen to this now while I'm working, because I realize that my breathing reverts back to shallow, afraid breathing. Even when my mind is not afraid, there's a wonderful book that explains this. It's called Body Keeps the Score. I guess you can see Teddy decided to lie back there. The Body Keeps the Score is the name of the book. And what happens is when the body gets caught into this, it then triggers the mind. And so what we want to do is to relax the mind while we're working. So this is called Clock and Bell by Coherence. Now what this is, and this can be a little unsettling when you first listen to it. It was for me, but now I literally listen to it all day while. I'm doing my taxes right now. I'm going back and cleaning up QuickBooks for my year and a half and doing all kinds of stuff, you know, stuff we have to do. And there's a part of me that's like, inside. And so I listen to this clock and bell. And what it is it's the same bells as in two bells to get you to breathe. But there's a ticking clock behind it, which keeps you moving and keeps you focused. So you're relaxed and you're focused. My goal is to get the author on the air. I saw an interview with him yesterday, and I want to get him on here with us at some point so we can talk about it. So today, that's your song of the day. Alexa, play Two Bells by Coherence.
Here's Two Bells by Coherence on Amazon Music.
And it starts very softly, so it takes a little while.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. Complain-free world, no more, no more. Complaining people, their lives are changing.